Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 9, 1805. Arrival at Traveler's Rest. Captain Lewis has not written any entries since August 29. Today he takes note of the varieties of pine and fir trees he sees, and a red-headed woodpecker one of the hunters brings back to him. Today the Corps arrives at one of the most famous spots on the Lewis and Clark Trail. He writes,
"We continued our route down the valley for about 4 miles and crossed the river. It is here that a handsome stream about 100 yards wide and affords a considerable quantity of very clear water. The banks are low, and its bed entirely gravel. The stream appears navigable, but from the circumstance of there being no salmon in it, I believe that there must be a considerable fall in it below. Our guide could not inform us where this river discharged itself into the Columbia River. He informed us that it continues its course along the mountains to the north, as far as he knew it, and that not very distant from where we were, it formed a junction with a stream nearly as large as itself, which took its rise in the mountains near the Missouri to the east of us, and passed through an extensive valley, generally open prairie, which forms an excellent pass to the Missouri. Where this Indian pass intersects with it is about 30 miles above the gates of the Rocky Mountain, or the place where the valley of the Missouri first widens into an extensive plain after entering the Rocky Mountains. The guide informed us that a man might pass to the Missouri from hence by that route in 4 days. We continued our route down the west side of the river about 5 miles further and encamped on a large creek which falls in on the west. As our guide informs that we should leave the river at this place, and the weather appearing settled and fair, I determined to halt the next day, rest our horses, and take some celestial observations. We called this creek Traveler's Rest. We estimate our journey of this day at 19 miles. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 9, 1805.
30 miles above what Lewis named the Gates of the Mountains, near present-day Helena, Montana, there was a route that the Hidatsa had told the captains about that could have taken the Corps through the mountains to the area where they are now in 4 days. However, the expedition did not, according to historians' notes, recognize the landmarks that would have led them to its eastern entrance on their voyage up to Missouri. Monday, The Elkskin Journal.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.